Welcome to the first episode of In the Safety Zone with Dr. R. I'm Dr. Suzanne Ripchinski, and I am proud not only to be the Associate Chief Medical Officer, but also that I get to serve the entire Institute as the Vice President of Quality, Patient Safety, and Professional Affairs. As we acknowledge and celebrate Patient Safety Awareness Week, I want to thank everyone for all their efforts in ensuring that patient safety is at the heart of all that we do every day. We all know that it's been a rough 2 years with countless challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Who would have imagined that something as simple as going shopping, sending your kid to school, or going to a family dinner would be an exercise in risk management? Despite the pandemic, this week is a week to celebrate. We want to celebrate what you have done to keep each other safe, along with our patients, our students, their families, and the community. Let me tell you about some patient safety wins that you may not even know about. I would like to share some good catches. What's a good catch? It's when a potential safety problem is identified and prevented. Here are some examples of good catches. Nurse Lauren Pivick found a small toy piece on the floor in a common area of the NBU. Her observation and quick action prevented patients from eating or choking on that toy. RT Maria Ponte found an incorrectly sized tracheostomy tube in a patient's emergency equipment bag. She replaced them with the correct size, averting a dangerous situation if the patient needed a new tube in an emergency and it may not have fit. Security Officer Ron Dodd stopped a patient from eloping from the 707 Broadway building. Officer Dodd's quick thinking prevented the patient from going out of the building without supervision, possibly into traffic, and possibly into a very risky situation. And finally, Green Spring High School teacher Brian Wagner noticed that a student became very quiet, then started holding her throat during lunch. She couldn't speak, indicating she was choking. Brian performed the Heimlich maneuver for 3 cycles. On the 3rd cycle, the student began to cough and then cry. He literally saved that student's life. We want to celebrate these wins. If you know of a good catch, please report it to the Healthcare Safety Zone portal. Then we'll be able to celebrate those events as well. Lastly, on March 17th, we mark the 2-year anniversary of the COVID-19 hotline. Because you care about patient safety, we were able to work together to make sure the Institute was able to operate throughout the pandemic. You did not come to work sick. You called the hotline. You did the right thing to protect each other, our students, our patients, our families, and our community. Thank you. Thank you. Tune in again as this podcast explores patient safety and quality at the Kennedy Krieger Institute. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. R. Let's stay in the safety zone. Thank you.